don't get them girls loose, loose.
TJR.
You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money,
Mr. Worldwide.
But I do, I do. You don't get them girls loose, loose. You don't get the world loose, loose. You don't get money, ooh, ooh. But I do, I do.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
You know, you can shop the biggest selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the Team Shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium. Open 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Wednesday through Sunday, or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Vic Carucci with you from Super Bowl 48 in the heart of Manhattan. Yes, love and life here. Brown, of course, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and we've got Nathan Zagura back in Northeast Ohio, but we are going to talk all things NFL while we're here, talk about That's Sunday's right. game between the Broncos and the Seattle Seahawks, and also talk some big-picture stuff. Nathan, the commissioner, Roger Goodell, appearing on Mike and Mike, ESPN radio show, which is heard right here on ESPN 850 WKNR, talking about some big-picture issues, and I think the one that interests me the most and the one that I have the greatest concern about is the potential for the expansion of the postseason and adding teams to that. I'm fully against that, but let's hear what the commissioner had to say about it.
Well, the committee looked at it last year as a possibility from a competitive standpoint. We always start with the game first. What's best for the game? And our committee felt that it could be done in a very positive way from a competitive standpoint and to even create more excitement around our playoffs. And I think what you've seen now is the league is so competitive that you can get hot in that second half of the season. We had some very good teams that got hot in that second half of the season. Pittsburgh comes to mind. Arizona comes to mind, where they could have been dangerous had they gotten to the playoffs. So adding two extra teams, I think could really add even more competitiveness to the postseason. That's what we're trying to do, is create more excitement, more competitiveness, and make the drive for making into the playoffs even more exciting than it is now. And I believe we can do that with adding two more playoff teams. And I think this is something that not only the committee but also the membership will fully look at this offseason.
Nathan, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Let's keep it local. As much as I look at the Browns as a team that realistically – they're going to take incremental steps to where we hope they go. Realistically, we hope that it's a sprint and not incremental steps or baby steps or whatever it's been for too freaking long. But say that there's that halfway point where you're in that 8-8, 9-9, 9-7 area, which is right now nirvana, which is seemingly places that we can't even see. We can't see it. We hope for it. We can't see it because of all the restarts that this team goes through. But say they're there. You know, that's the fringe type of team that the commissioner is referring to that gets added with two more teams getting the playoffs. So this could be very beneficial to a team taking those steps. That said, I think adding two teams to the postseason cheapens the postseason, makes this stuff too much like the National Hockey League. I am firmly against it.
I agree with you. I don't want to see the playoffs expanded. I think the way that it is now is fine. When you look at the fact that each conference has four divisions, the four division winners get in, plus two extra teams, I think that's pretty good. I think it's a pretty good percentage. I'm fine with keeping it exactly how it is right now because the regular season should matter. It should be of the utmost importance. Taking care of business, winning your division should be important. I don't think you need to add another playoff team. So you and I are in agreement on that one. The other thing that he was talking about were the games in London and a possible London expansion.
Well, we have three this year, as you know. Ticket sales are going incredibly well. I haven't gotten a report in the last few days, but we put on a large number of tickets on sale just a week ago, and the reaction's been overwhelmingly positive. So if we can execute on the three games this year, we'll have to then sit down and say, what's next in London? Because the fans keep responding with incredible enthusiasm. They have a great understanding and passion for this game. And, you know, we want to keep feeding that. There's an opportunity for us to continue to grow our game. How we do that and when we do that, we'll see as soon as we get the success of these three games behind us.
Yeah, I think this one is a much tougher, much longer road to Ho as far as trying to get an actual team in London, moving a team from the United States to London? A long shot. I mean, will you and I be around to see that? Maybe it'll happen in our lifetime, but my skepticism is on a bunch of levels, and I think logistically, very, very hard thing to do to put a team there, not only the travel that opponents are going to have, but the travel that that team would have, all the international elements that come into play, and trying out players and having the accessibility to everything else that other teams have in the NFL. Now, I know going from Seattle to Miami is a jaunt that is every bit as long, if not longer, than I think going from the East Coast to London. But it's still, I think, got a lot of things that it has to, a lot of hurdles that it has to overcome. And I'm all for the idea of global expansion. I know that that has to happen in the NFL. But I think playing the three games now there is a good enough way to stay connected there. The teams that are involved in it, those coaches, they don't love it. It's a grind, and then you got to insert the right buy afterward to let them recover from it. But I'd say, Nathan, it's a long shot thought. It's prudent. It's responsible for the business people like Roger Goodell of the NFL to look at that very hard. But of the two things we're talking about, I'm more concerned about the playoff expansion because I think that can happen for the business reasons that they're going to push it for versus what the fans really want. And you know what? I don't know that many fans are going to love this London idea because, you know, just they don't like the fact that home games are being taken off their schedules now for games to be played in London.
I could not be any more opposed to this if I wanted to be. I think it is absolutely ridiculous. I think it is unfair already that three teams lose, quote-unquote, home games from their schedule just to go over to London. I think this National Football League is making enough money that they don't need to do that. I don't like it for competitive reasons. I don't like it. If they were to put a team over there, the logistics, as you talk about, unfair for the team, I think, that's in Europe. Unfair for their home games. What a home field advantage they would have because everybody would have to fly across the pond and go over there. And Seattle doesn't play Miami all that often. They would have to be in a division with three teams that were stateside. So three teams in a division would be, I think, at a massive disadvantage.
Yeah, no, good. We're on board with this stuff.
I think it's crazy.
Pretty logical and pretty crazy to consider. But as long as the people, and they've got a lot of suits in the National Football League, as you know, a lot of suits who crunch a lot of numbers and are looking for ways and are concerned that the game's popularity long term could, in one way or another, start to wane, attendance at stadiums, all these different elements, and that they're looking for the continual way to feed the beast. And that's what this is all about. But I'm with you. Is feeding, at what cost do you feed the beast? Do you feed the beast in ways that you then start killing the beast?
Right.
And that's what I'm thinking could be more possible. Now, JBZ just tweeted and something with regard to the records. And he says, offers this opinion. He says, I get tired of seeing teams with a 10-6 record not make the postseason, but an 8-8 team will make the playoffs. And yeah, the math formula there does get frustrating, and I get it. You can be in, quote, the wrong division and not make the playoffs when you have the deserving record, and a coach of a team like that, a guy like a Lovie Smith, can have a 10-win team and get fired because he's not having the postseason success. And then you look at teams that are 500 or whatever and making the postseason. But it's problematic. However, I'm not entirely sure that I've seen repeatedly teams, that 8-8 team, get into the postseason that got hot late in the year, as the commissioner referenced, and were necessarily a bad draw for the postseason.
Yeah, but too bad.
Right. No, too bad that they got it right. What I'm saying is, but I mean, they haven't exactly made it a bad tournament because they've gotten it, is my point.
No, right. Yeah. Exactly. No. And listen, you're seeing teams come. This year is actually rare for recent history that we see the top two seeds advance to the Super Bowl. That has not been the case lately. We've seen teams get in and make the run. And yes, I get that you want to get more teams in, but I like the fact that when you look at the National Football League, it's still 12 out of 32 teams.
Sure.
That's still a pretty solid percentage.
It's a nice
representation. It's better than one out of every three.
No, it's a nice representation. Again, I don't want a fatter field because I think it'll make this thing kind of fat and sloppy and not as attractive in the postseason as it is. The game that we all love is because it's being done the right way, and you don't need to mess with it. All right, we've got much more coming up in hour number two. Again, you're going to hear from Gerard Cherry making his regular appearance on this show. We're going to hear from you. We hope 216-578-0850. What do you think of this possibility of the NFL expanding the postseason or adding a team in London? What are your thoughts on that? If you got some, we want to hear from you. 216-578-0850. Also want you to tweet us at Browns_daily. We'll share those opinions with our audience here. Vic Carucci with you from New York, from Super Bowl 48 Radio Row in the heart of Manhattan. Nate Dogg Zagura is back in Northeast Ohio. This is CBD, and you're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.